Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel podcast for Friday the 12th of August. Today's Gospel passage reminds us of the teaching of Jesus on marriage and divorce. In 2016, Pope Francis wrote a letter to the whole church called The Joy of Love. In it, he speaks about love in the family and reminds us of the importance of the church's teaching on marriage, which we read in today's Gospel. He points out, however, that we must always think about the church's teaching, Jesus' teaching, in terms of the Gospel and in terms of love and tenderness. Pope Francis suggested that all married couples should read chapter 4 of his letter. There he reflects on words from St. Paul in the first letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It's not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Challenging words from St. Paul if we want to live up to those values. If you have time, you could download and read chapter 4 of the Pope's letter. It's about 50 pages long, so it's a good read, but the effort to read it is well worthwhile. Pope Francis speaks of the beauty of love in marriage, but he also is a realist. He also asks us to show the mercy of God to those who've been unable to live up to the higher standard of marriage which Jesus calls people to live. We all know of marriages that have failed. The following words of Pope Francis are worth reflecting upon in that light. He says, "The Church realizes that any breach of the marriage bond is against the will of God. But," he says, "she is conscious also of the family and the frailty of many of her children. Illumined," he says, "by the grace of Jesus Christ, she turns with love to those who participate in her life in an incomplete manner." The Pope speaking about those whose marriages have problems or have broken down, and he continues, "The Church must accompany with attention and care the weakest of her children, who show signs of a wounded and troubled love, by restoring in them hope and confidence, like the beacon of a lighthouse in a port, or a torch carried among the people to enlighten those who have lost their way, or who are in the midst of a storm." Today it would be good to thank God for the love of our own families, for wives and husbands, for children, parents, sisters and brothers, and grandparents. All of them have taught us something about love. All of them have helped us to know God's love in our lives. Let's be grateful and thank God for our own experience of love in our families. But let's also pray for those families who show signs of a wounded and troubled love, and those who've suffered the pain of family problems, marriage problems, breakup and divorce. Let's pray for them too today. God bless you all.